Hare Krishna. Devotion shapes our heart and service molds our life. The process of Bhakti Yoga is a process of inner and outer transformation. It's not just a matter of the heart, because whatever is in the heart will naturally and necessarily be expressed outwards as actions. If a person is a cricket fan and people, a person loves cricket, a person will naturally go to the place where cricket is being talked about, where cricket is being played, where cricket matches can be watched, whatever. So internal naturally leads to externals. So devotion is not just a matter of the heart. Devotion is expressed externally and through service. Because service is the way we express our devotion. We love devotion towards the Lord. We understand that He is our Lord. And what can we do for Him? We try to render seva to Him. We serve Him. So this is the devotion shapes our heart and service molds our life. Now, we want inner change in our heart and we want outer change in our life. Both need to happen for our practice of Bhakti Yoga to be effective, to be transformational, to take us towards Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about this first in 9.13 and 14. In 9.13, he talks about the inner symptoms of dedicated devotees. Mahatmanastu maam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhujantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. So this verse talks about their inner focus. Their ash daivim prakritim ashrita, they are sheltered in Krishna's internal nature. And bhujanti they worship ananya manaso with undistracted mind. What are they thinking? Yatva bhutadim avyayam. He is the source of everyone and he is imperishable. So internally ananya manaso. So devotion shapes their heart so that their heart is focused on Krishna internally. And then in the next verse is described their external symptoms, how they render service. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudhavrataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nityayukta upasate. So satatam kirtayanto mam. So they do one service, they do is kirtan. And then yatantascha drudhavrataha. Actually, they want to do practical things also for Krishna in this world. Hanuman and Arjuna, they fought huge wars for the Lord's sake. Prabhupada worked so hard to share the message of Krishna Bhakti with the world. So, and then yatantascha drudhavrataha. Yatantascha. Endeavoring with determination, drudhavrataha, because when we try to do anything tangibly in this world, the world often opposes us, and that opposition needs to be overcome with determination, with endeavor. And devotees don't take the easy way out. If service requires them, they're going the tough way, they're ready to do that. And thus, namashyantascha maam bhaktya, they offer obeisances to me with devotion, nityayukta upasate. They engage us constantly in my service. Nitya yukta. So now, what we understand here is the profundity in Srila Prabhupada's rendition of bhakti into English as devotion. Not just devotion, but devotional service. Now for us, devotion in the sense of that one-pointed focus on Krishna as our be-all and end-all. That is our aspiration. And that should also be our cultivation. With philosophical understanding, with purification, we try to understand how Krishna is the substance of everything. But along with that, we also need to do service. Service means we understand that that actually the internals are not so much in our control, but externals surely we can control. We can decide, okay, I'll do this sort of service, this service, this service. And as we render service to Krishna, the external struggle purifies us and the endeavor shows Krishna our determination and our sincere intention to serve, and Krishna blesses us by revealing himself and thus strengthening, centering, increasing our devotion. So, in this way, the external service increases the internal devotion, and when the internal devotion increases, we want to increase our external service also. We have greater love for the Lord, so we want to do more and more for the Lord. Just as when we love someone, we want to do as much as possible and more than what is possible for the person whom we love. So in this way, the devotion molds our heart, and bhakti devotion devotion shapes our heart. It shapes our heart so that it becomes a receptacle for Krishna's place in our place in it, for Krishna's residence in it, for Krishna's enthronement in it. And service molds our life so that our life becomes centered on Krishna. And both devotion and service, they symbiotically propel us towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.